Hi, it's Don McKellar. Craving some of those Dunkin' Donuts.
Stuck a pin in your backbone. Broke you down from there. All I ever wanted was to be your spine. Lost your friction and you slid for a mile. Overdone, overdrive, overlive, override. You're not the one who let me down. But thanks for offering. It's not a voice and I'm not around. Thanks for picking it up on the radio. Sandwich your rush from a faucet I know. I got a magnet in my head. Extra long, the wait was wasted. And there's a chance that things will get weird. Yeah, that's a possibility. Although I didn't do anything. No, I didn't do anything.
We'll be right back. Okay, thanks. Hey, you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be with you for the next hour. At the top, we heard... Oh, man, what did we hear? Were you guys paying attention? We heard Archers of Loaf from their song Icky, or from their album Icky Metal, the song... I don't know. What was it? Sorry, that song ended quickly. After that song by Archers of Loaf, we heard Web in Front. That was the name of the song. And after that, we heard... oh, I'm flailing. The Jesus Lizard from their EP Glamorous, the song Glamorous. And of note to Jesus Lizard fans, all of their old albums have been reissued today. So they've been remastered. They sound better. They're all out now. So go check them out. And if you're a fan, Jesus Lizard will be in town on October 24th. It should be wild and crazy. Speaking of wild and crazy, in the studio with me today is a couple of friends of mine, Darren and Max, and their bandmate, Chris. And they're in a band called Tyrannahorse. So they're here to share some of their music with us, to play a song. I don't want to give anything away. Maybe that'll happen. and also to you have a new... you've really stepped up your game, Tyrannahorse, haven't you? Recently?
Yes.
Something has happened.
Yes, we put out a MySpace page.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, we've been together for a year and we have not had a MySpace page the entire year. So now you can go online and hear us.
My goodness.
Yeah, I know.
I've heard of this thing, but I've never heard it out. How much does this cost?
It's absolutely free.
It's free.
Yeah. I should be a salesperson for these guys. It's amazing.
That's excellent. Excellent. Yeah. So what, and do you, is there, is it just Tyrannahorse? Like myspace.com/Tyrannahorse?
That's it. Yeah.
That's it.
Tyrannahorse with one N.
With one N. Right.
Yes.
Okay. Great. So why don't you introduce yourselves now that people are excited to find out who you are now that they know you have a MySpace page.
Well, may I start? So
yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Okay, so my name is Darren. I sing and I also play guitar in Tyrannahorse. And I think, like, if I could describe our music, it would basically be...
Okay, I turned you down there. Yeah. That's not cool. Oh, man. No, it was perfect.
We're burning bridges and taking names.
and to your right,
I'm Max, and I play piano and guitar, and I'm trying out the backup vocal thing right now, which is good. I think that's about it.
Cool.
And I'm Chris. I play bass, and I have a little synth as well that I'm playing right
awesome.
Now. But so Tyrannahorse.
Yeah,
and
excellent.
We also have an amazing drummer, Brent.
Right.
And he couldn't be here today, but he's, like, beyond the infinite in terms of drumming. He's amazing.
And I hear he has another life as a different kind of drummer.
Yes, he is a hardcore drummer. And I have no idea how he managed to bring him over to the light side. Because he spends most of his time at the Cobalt and playing the band called the Bacon States. Sorry, what?
R.I.P.
Oh, it's gone.
Cobalt, it just closed. Yeah. It closed last week.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know that.
Where's your friend? Where's your pal going to hang out now?
I don't know. My basement, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. More time for the light side now, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, great stuff. Thanks for coming in today. So you guys brought in, you guys have a few songs recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you wanted to play one of your songs. We'll just start off with one of your songs. And what's the name of this song?
Do you want to introduce it, Darren?
Sure. This song is called, Heath Ledger Wolf. And it is about all of the various rock stars and movie stars who has basically accidentally or purposely killed themselves. So we've got references to Kurt Cobain of Nirvana, Shannon Hoon from Blind Melon, Michael Hutchins from INXS, Heath Ledger, of course, and then you can obviously read into anyone else who's probably died because of that lifestyle.
I know we played here on Dunkin' Donuts the song Brittany Wolf before.
Yeah.
This song is called Heath Ledger Wolf. Mm. Any explanation there as to the wolf suffix?
We got sort of obsessed with wolf band names for a bit.
Right.
We were going to become a wolf band for a while.
Okay.
But we thought the next best thing was to just name our songs wolf songs.
I think you're right.
It is the next best thing.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay, well, let's give a listen to Heath Ledger Wolf by Tyrannahorse here on CITR 101.9 FM. My hope, I saw it all.
around my vegetables. I'm gonna chop down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub. It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies. It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce. It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems. Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply. Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right up. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
That's right, Sprouts is open again. Go check it out. Good food in the basement of the sub. Back again here with Tirana Horse, live on CITR 101.9 FM. So that was the song Heath Ledger Wolf.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, I'm going to ask Darren, very distinctive singing style. Is there a story behind that that singing style?
The story is that is basically what happens when I sing loudly. So when I first started to play music, I really wanted to be a country music singer. And I've written a lot of like singer-songwriter kind of country songs. But that's just kind of how it comes out. Sometimes, like, when we recorded that, like, album, sometimes I'd be like, man, like, I gotta get that under control. Like, we even tried to double track the voice, and it's impossible because you can't double track wobbles because they interfere with one another. But that's how it comes out. Sometimes I can bring it back a little bit, but...
But you know, but if it ain't broke, why fix it? Yeah. So where did you guys record? There's four songs on this that you recorded in the session. Whereabouts did you record that?
We recorded. Our drummer has a friend named Andy who does a lot of. He's also living in the dark side as well. He does a lot of hardcore recordings, and that's sort of his hobby. And we just record in his basement.
Yeah, I think they're called Crimson Studios, something like that. But okay. Yeah, he's near Commercial Drive. He has a studio basement. Sort of thing going on. It's pretty cool.
Cool. And a bunch of those songs now on MySpace.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks for pushing it. Awesome. It's incredible.
If you think you're at the wrong MySpace page, it is the one with Jesus holding a dinosaur.
All right, good to know. I know you guys don't have any shows coming up soon, but what are some of the kind of shows that you've played in the past?
We played three shows.
Four shows.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. We played four shows. We played at the Funky Winker Beans.
Nice. That place has totally changed.
It's amazing. It's insane. It is actually one of the most amazing places. Like, it had a great view of the stage. The sound was pretty good. I knew one of the bartenders. He wasn't like an alcoholic drooling all over.
I feel a little queasy or like apprehensive about like another Eastside bar, like being
a hip place.
Being kind of gentrified by indie kids, but they're getting squeezed everywhere else as well. So
yeah,
you know,
what the venues are just disappearing too.
Yeah. Hoko's really, is gone. That's really,
I know.
Really
Hoko's
sad.
Is gone. Cobalt is gone.
Yeah,
all the illegal venues are shut down. So
yeah.
I mean, they got to go somewhere. But yeah, it is a little. It's a little weird.
Yeah, but yeah, the city's changing.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah.
So you guys played at Funky Winker Beans anywhere else?
We played at a birthday party.
Good.
Which was actually one of our most epic shows.
Yeah.
For sure.
And we also played at the Princeton Pub, which was...
The Princeton?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Not one of our most epic shows. It was put on by a couple of serious shyster...
Promoters?
Yeah, there we go. That's the word I'm looking for. And we just got put together with a bunch of people we didn't know, and
yeah.
we didn't make any money, and there was 12 people in the audience. Yeah.
And Max had to play behind a pillar.
I played behind a pillar.
You obstructed stage.
And it was hot. I was sweating
was
behind
hot.
That pillar.
There was a stage, but I didn't fit on it, so three of the band members were on the stage. I was on the floor. There was a person sitting maybe 2 feet in front of me, and I was just
was trying to ignore
into
you.
Their even before, because I move a lot, I move a lot around a lot when I'm on stage.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I even had to like pre-warn the guy. I was like, listen, man, I'm just gonna tell you,
you're
are
in the splash zone. Wow, that's yeah.
Oh, and then we played
Hokos.
Hokos. Nice. We got a little excited out of the gate, and we decided to headline our own show and create a new show. And we basically got upstaged by a 15-year-old band.
We invited a whole bunch of young kids to open up for us, and they were amazing. And then they got picked up by their moms before we played.
You win some, you lose some. That, oh, well. They'll remember you when. When they're huge, they'll be like, oh, thanks to Tyrant Horse for giving us that break.
Break at Hokus.
You fed us beer.
Before their mom showed up.
Yeah, no, I didn't actually feed any.
Okay,
beer.
Good. Yeah. I just want you want to make it publicly known.
This is on the radio.
Yeah. This is broadcasting. Okay. All right, so let's get back to some music, shall we? So you gave me some music to play. We're going to hear some Hank Williams.
Sure, yeah. Okay, so I grew up listening to this stuff. We're going to listen to There's a Tear in My Beer. This Great. Is classic Hank. Hank is the most famous person on Earth. Seriously, Travis 29 had like 40 number one hits or something.
Actually,
like
he died at 27. He was another 27er.
No, Whoa. That's not, well.
Really? I thought he died at 27.
No, it's 29.
Wikipedia.
All right.
while we're Wikipediaing, and we can correct it after. he died in a limo on the way to a show. And he's been a big influence. I think he's just an amazing songwriter. And often most of the songs that we do in Tyrant Horse, either one of us will write some type of a song on our own and then bring it to the group. And we bring various amounts of styles too. And what you get from Tyrant Horse is basically a blend of hardcore, jazz, country, metal.
I don't know.
And
something.
Whatever. Yeah. So this is Hank Williams. There's a Tear in My Beer.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you. This is a remix of Minor Threat that we're listening to right now. Oh, well. Something happened between the computer and the board there. So, sorry. We'll play some Minor Threat later on. I don't know what happened there. I think we're having some technical problems with this unit down here as well. So, playing off the computer isn't great. So, that was an attempt to play Minor Threat. we'll
check it out.
We've got Minor Threat here. We'll find some Minor Threat for you. And then before that, we heard some Hank Williams. At this part of the show,
he did die at 29. We confirmed it on Wikipedia.
Yeah, there you go.
Damn it.
You went in beforehand and edited his entry. Make sure to get that in. This is the part of the show where I do concert listings. Are you guys going into any shows anytime soon?
I'm going to go see The Gossip.
The Gossip, nice. Yeah. They're playing in November, I think.
I think they're playing on the 22nd of this month.
22nd? Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Do you like the new album?
I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it good?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, check it out.
There's almost some disco songs on it. But
I know. I don't really like where they're going. Like, I really like their first album.
It was epic.
And then they slowly move towards this sort of like faster, dancier stuff.
Yeah, but they're a little more sleek now than they.
Yeah.
A little less Arkansas, a little more.
Yeah.
I don't know, swing in London or something.
Yeah.
Anybody else going to any shows anytime soon?
Nothing planned, so yeah. I don't know. I have to check the listings.
All right. Well, yeah, you can tell me after.
Sure.
So tonight, the Parallels are playing with Hard Feelings and Plus Perfect at Honey. Also tonight, Congress is playing at the Bourbon. Mono is playing with Maserati at the Biltmore. Tomorrow night, MT40 is playing with No LA Kill at the Astoria. Fine Mist are at the Media Club as a part of Far Away. School of Seven Bells are playing with Magic Wands at the Biltmore. And on Saturday night, the Raccoons are at the Biltmore. Basketball, Gang Violence, Babe Rainbow, and Boogie Monster are at Funky Winker Beans, which will be an insane bill. Passion Pit are at the Biltmore. And on Sunday, Red Cedar are playing with No Horses, Pale Blue, Adelaide, and the Shilohs at the Wise Hall. That's also a pig roast, so if you get there at 5:30, you can get in on the pig. The Butthole Surfers are playing on the 12th at the Commodore. Metronomy are playing with Fool's Gold at the Red Room on the 13th. That same night, Monsters of Folk are playing at the Orpheum. On the 14th, next Wednesday, Grizzly Bear are at the Vogue. And on the 15th, Chad Van Galen is playing at the Rio. Later on in the month, Adjective are playing with Fake Shark, Real Zombie, The Good News, and Junior Major at the Rickshaw on the 17th. The night before, Rollmock is playing at the Toast Collective. Islands are at the Rickshaw on the 20th, and two more shows, that's all. November 17th, Fiery Furnaces are playing at the Red Room, and on the 25th of November, Hidden Cameras are at the Biltmore. So lots of great shows. Any of that strike your fancy?
I go to a basketball show.
Yeah, actually, that sounds amazing.
It sounds crazy.
Babe Rainbow sounds like the wickedest
name. Babe Rainbow, this is what I'm
Do you know Cameron Reed?
Yeah.
That's his band.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yes. No, it's kind of ambient electronic stuff that's like not totally my scene, but he's done lots of cool remixes and I haven't listened to enough of it to really pass judgment. But I like he's an awesome guy. And he is rad.
Yeah.
And like has done so much for Vancouver and keeps doing so much for Vancouver. So
yeah,
Babe Rainbow, definitely check it out. He has a great I really like Fine Mist, and he has a great remix of their song In the Mountains
on
the CBC Radio 3 site. Yeah, okay. Well, let's get back to some music. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm going to play a couple of things now, and then we'll regroup.
All right,
and then we'll play some more. We'll figure out the technical problems. I'm going to play a band called the Smith Westerns. Have you guys heard of them?
No.
This song in particular sounds like... I'm playing two bands in a row that really rip off classic bands. So these guys sound like a total ripoff of T-Rex. But that's not a bad thing.
Yeah,
T-Rex is not a bad thing. Yeah. And then we're going to hear Hornet Leg, who really sound like they're ripping off the Velvet Underground. Hornet Leg are from Olympia, Washington, and feature Chris Sutton, who's also in Dub Narcotic Sound System and a bunch of other cool Olympia bands. And that's great stuff. And I only played half of their song because of technical mishaps last week, so I want to play a full song. Do you see a pattern? Okay, so here are the Smith Westerns with the song Girl in Love. We'll be right back. Hey, that was Minor Threat played off of YouTube. CITR doesn't have a single Minor Threat record, which is insane. So what song did we hear there, Chris?
It's In My Eyes, off their EP, I imagine.
Yep, off the In My Eyes.
Yes, off of the YouTube
harder, faster, better, stronger, more productive. And before that, we heard Hornet Leg from their new album, Ruined My Life. And before that, we heard Girl in Love by Smith Westerns from their self-titled debut. So we're going to hear one more song from you guys, and a live song, and then maybe a special live in the studio. A little surprise for the people that stay tuned. Anyway, what do you guys do when you're not in Toronto Horse? What are you guys up to?
Darren, me, is doing... I can't even speak right now.
serve you well in your new profession.
Doing a master's of arts at UBC in journalism, and also write creatively on the side, and am trying to get into making documentary films slowly and painfully. Yeah.
Awesome.
And Max, this is Max Stockholder. I am studying interactive and web design at Capilano University now.
Capilano University, yeah. Cool.
I'm Chris Maintema. I'm an animator. I was formerly working at Electronic Arts, but now I'm going to be doing freelance, and I work at the Vancouver Film School as an animation mentor.
Cool. So, yeah. Great stuff. Well, thanks for taking time off a weekday to make it up here. It's very, very nice of you. Okay, so what's the song that we're going to hear next?
Sure, we're going to be hearing a song called Sunny Religion. I don't know if it needs an explanation other than that Max plays a bitchin' guitar solo.
And there's no wolf in the name.
And there's,
this is actually one of our first non-wolf songs, actually. We're sort of, branching out.
Okay, so here it is, Sunny Religion.
I got these angels on my shoulders, and these devils on my shoulders.
That was Sunny Religion by Tranna Horse, who are here in studio. One thing I want to bring up just before there's a bit of a live performance here. Max.
Yes.
You are a multi-threat from everything I've heard.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You're not just... You're not just a piano and guitar guy in a pop rock band. You've got other projects going on.
Well, yeah, I've got a project that I've been working on. Well, not working on, but we recorded one song, and we keep saying we're going to work on it with actually your ex hairdresser, I think.
And we weren't going to bring it up.
And we had a hip hop thing where I did some rapping, and she did some rapping, and my hip hop name was Fat Jew.
Yeah.
So yeah, great. Because I'm Jewish and a larger man.
You're
I'm trying to lose weight. It's cool.
You're buxom.
Yeah, buxom. Yeah, voluptuous. Yeah, thanks, Terry. A curvy comment.
And does that project have a name or a MySpace page or?
No. But okay. I will definitely let you know as soon as we get it on MySpace.
Okay, excellent.
To it on the internet.
Excellent.
Yeah.
2012.
Yeah, not before the Olympics. Just wait. MySpace will still be there.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So you guys have guitars out. You ready to perform a little number for the Dunkin' Donuts listening audience?
I'm going to be a Billy Bob Thornton here, and it's too early for me to drag my keyboard out here. I'm not really going to play. You might hear me hum in the background.
At least you answered questions about your hip-hop career. You weren't like, your producer told me we weren't going to talk about
it. I'm a rock star now.
I came here to talk about the rock music. Would you ask LL Cool J about his
music? I played rock music.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Cop Killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I do not talk about Ice-T on the air. That's in my contract.
All right. So what's the song that you guys want to play?
This song is called For Hank, I think. I mean, our songs end up with various names until they're eventually named. It actually might end up being called Hank Wolf, but probably not. Moon Beyond. But this song is about Hank Williams, and it actually soundbites a very short section of one of Hank Williams' most famous songs in it. This would be, I guess, the acoustic live version
of the sample.
Yeah, adding the hardcore drummer changes things a little bit. All right, here we go. Christian songs, and then he got married, started drinking all the time, and Audrey left him for another man, and his final melodies was filled with sorrow. It's the only song I know. It's the only song I know. It's the only song I know. Drifter on a lost highway with tears in his beers from pissing it all away, singing tunes for the everyday man, telling himself down just to bring him a song. And my old man had a radio, fell every single word to the bottom of his soul. Said, son, Hank's the only way to go. Spend his whole life without tomorrow. It's the only song I know. It's the only song I know. It's the only Bella.
Is that a Tyrannosaurus squeal?
That is.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, it's actually a pterodactyl, but it's kind of morphed into this project here as well.
Great stuff. Great stuff.
I did it again.
It's okay. I was ready for it this time. I turned down the dial a little bit. Well, great stuff. Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it.
Us.
And definitely let us know when, or let us. Why I keep referring to me into the plural as if there's a great team of us putting up the show. Let me know when you are playing a song.
May I just say one thing? Actually, Tyrannosaurus is looking to play a Halloween party. So if you are having a Halloween house party and you would like a band,
we play for beer.
We don't even play for beer. We just play if you let us be drunk while we're there. And we will rock the house. I'll even play naked if you really want to see it.
Wow, is that your costume?
Gold member.
All right. Well, yeah, and they can contact you through your MySpace page.
Through our new MySpace page.
Awesome. Very exciting. At this time, I'd like to remind you that Dunkin's Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight, Mono playing with Maserati. On Friday, School of Seven Bells. On Saturday, the early show is Starfucker. And the late show, is Glory Days. On Monday, Kurt Schindelka is playing with Corey Dammel, Hillary Grist, and T. And on Tuesday is the Ryan Steele Game Show Spectacular. That's the Biltmore Cabaret at 12th and Kingsway. Check out biltmorecabaret.com for more information. Have you guys heard of Kidnap Kids?
Yeah, the band actually, Kidnap?
Yeah.
You played our music on their show.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
And they are a MySpace friend.
Yeah, they are.
Nice.
They're actually one of our four comments on the page.
Very cool. Yeah. So they released their CD on Saturday. They had a party at Goonies, and I managed to snag a copy. And so I'm going to play a song off of the new album. This song is called Bottle Rocket. Let's give that a listen. Here are Kidnap Kids.
Okay. One, two, three, four. Our Monday schedules are the same. I sit behind you in math, and you don't even know my name. I see you walking down the hall. My face turns bright pink. I hide out in the bathroom stall, too nervous to even think. I don't wanna tell my friends. I don't wanna get advice. I'm fine sitting in the bath, 'cause I'm the quiet type.
you're just addicted to feeling.
That was SSRI's local band from their new EP, Teams. The song Honest. And before that, we heard Kidnap Kids from their new album, Rat Boy Runs from the Grave. I don't have it with me right now. But the song is was Bottle Rocket. Good stuff from Kidnap Kids. That's going to do it here for Dunkin' Donuts. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at citr.ca. Or see the playlist at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. Thanks again, Tyranna Horse, for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
I hope you'll, hope you'll remember me when you're big rock stars.
We like, play
remember
our,
first.
Yeah, like our fifth show.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And you get you a Max. You in particular have one last request.
Yes. Okay. I being sort of multifaceted and living in two worlds. This is this is a track from my sort of I got really inspired listening to this yesterday, and I really wanted to share this with the world. So
okay,
this is LL Cool J. Mama Said Knock You Out.
Yeah, and that up and comer. All right. So, that's gonna do it for this week. Talk to you guys. See you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Where did the mouse go? Okay, here we go.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback. For a solo. But tonight,
don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants. What suffers the fear? Making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom, explosion. Don't ever compare me to the rest that are all.
Get upstairs and take out that garbage.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit